please.
Our next case is number 12,035, Ronald H. and Joan M. Newman, seeking a variance from the front yard setback on a through lot, sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of South Bayshore Drive, Route 16A, approximately 1,300 feet south of Truman Avenue. The 911 address is 1206 South Bayshore Drive, Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 235, map 4.17, parcel 118. We received zero letters in support or opposition and two mail returns. And staff would note that there was a previous case, number 3445, approved a variance for 16 feet for the front yard. And the applicant is requesting additional setback.
Okay. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Terry Holman, 2715 South Bayshore Drive, Brooklyn, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Staff would also like to note that there was an exhibit made available to you for this case.
Okay. Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants, Ronald and Joan Newman, as trustees of the Ronald Newman Trust, dated October 10th, 2000. We are seeking this evening an additional 0.3-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet, and that's for an existing dwelling and since-enclosed deck. Unfortunately, the applicants reside in Glen Burnie, Maryland, and are elderly. They were unable to attend this evening. As a result, in lieu of their attendance this evening, Terry Coleman is here on their behalf to affirm the representations that I'll make to the board this evening. And the applicants have executed sworn affidavits setting forth their testimony with respect to this application. Those affidavits are included in the exhibit booklets, which were submitted earlier today. In addition to the affidavits, the exhibit booklets do include a copy of the minutes from the 1987 Board of Adjustment meeting granting the 16-foot variance, the survey, and then excerpts of the property record card. The affidavit set forth the following facts. On or about September 25th of 1997, the applicants purchased this property, which is located at 1206 South Bayshore Drive in Milton. At the time of the purchase, the property was improved with the existing dwelling, which had an open deck on the front. In 1987, their predecessors obtained a variance of 16 feet from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement in order to construct the dwelling on the property, which did include that open deck. The applicants enclosed the deck in 1999, and that portion of the dwelling is the subject of this application this evening. The applicants applied for a permit in 1999 in order to enclose the deck, and they did receive a certificate of occupancy or end of compliance from the county on July 7th of 1999. As co-trustees of the trust, they subsequently entered into a contract to sell the property, and that was to Davis Lawrence and Yolanda Lawrence. Just prior to closing, the Lawrences engaged Cotton Engineering LLC in order to perform a survey of the property. And it was at that point in time that they discovered that the dwelling encroached into the 30-foot front yard setback by 16.3 feet instead of the permitted 16 feet pursuant to that variance granted in 1987. The dwelling and the in-deck, which has since been enclosed, have remained in the same location since 1988. Prior to receipt of the Cotton survey, the applicants were not aware that the dwelling that gives rise to this application encroached further into the setback than what was permitted. Of course, upon learning of the encroachment, the applicants promptly filed for the additional variance in order to bring the property into compliance. This property is unique in shape. It's an irregular-shaped narrow lot. It's located in Old Broad Kiln Beach, and the buildable area is further limited due to the location of the septic tank. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility at this juncture that the property could be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove a portion of the dwelling, which again has been in its current location since 1988. A variance is therefore necessary in order to enable the reasonable use of the property. The applicants did not create the exceptional practical difficulty. Again, they purchased the property with the improvements. They later did enclose the deck, but it was part of the variance back in 1987. And they did engage a contractor in order to enclose the deck and obtained a permit for that construction. It was their belief until receipt of the survey that all improvements were in compliance with the zoning code. And of course, once they discovered that was not the case, they did take the appropriate measures to bring it into compliance. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the dwelling's been in its current location for more than 29 years. And upon information and belief, as set forth in the Newman's affidavits, no complaints have been received about the location of the improvements on the property. This evening, we're seeking variance to bring the existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code, nothing further. Thus, it's our opinion that the variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and is represents the least modification possible of the regulation and issue. At this point in time, I'd like to ask Mr. Coleman to introduce himself. Please state your name for the record.
I am Terry Coleman. Live on Broadkill Beach.
And you are a realtor for?
Yeah, I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Gallo Realtors. Mm.
And you heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
I did.
And are those representations true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
They are.
Do you have any additional information to provide?
No.
Thank you. And okay. Of course, if you have any questions of me or Mr. Coleman, we are available to answer them.
All right.
And we request that
thank
the board
you.
Approve the application as presented.
Yeah, I'll start with you, Mr. Mills. Would you happen to have any questions?
Well, I don't think so. Mrs. Carmine, as always, thank you for
presenting it.
Yeah. Addressing the standard so well. I'm good with it. Thank you.
I'm the same way. It's presented very well, as always. So.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
No questions, you hit them all.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Just one for the applicant, one for staff. It looks like the edge of paving from Bayfront Road and South Bayshore Drive are off the front property line. Is that your understanding? Looks like there's a dotted line there, so I'm presuming it doesn't match up, but I didn't know if you knew that for sure.
I am not sure, Mr. Sharp, but I see what you're referring to.
And then just a question for staff. I wanted to clarify, because I know Mrs. Burton made a reference to a point three requested. Is my understanding that from South Bayshore Drive, it's, I guess, technically 26.3? Is that what I'm showing on the note that we have here?
That's what I have as well, that South Bayshore Drive is a state, assuming a state-maintained road, would require a 40-foot setback, which would make this additional request 10.3 for a total of 26.3 feet requested. And then the Bayfront Road, the 12-foot alley, which makes this a through lot, would require a 30-foot setback as a private road, therefore making the request, it looks like 15.3 from the required 30-foot front.
And because it's an enclosed deck, we're treating it like basically an extension of the dwelling, so we wouldn't need one for the dwelling there.
Correct.
But thank you. I just want to clarify,
that's
make sure.
That's just on South Bayshore.
That's Bayfront, is that one, 15.3.
Right.
And I think when you look at the minutes from the prior meeting from 87, I think it had referenced the incorrect front yard setback, which may have been the correct one at that time. I don't know, but we wanted to make sure we had it clear for everybody. So.
And Mr. Sharp, it's my understanding that that was the setback, and that's why when we submitted the survey, we were told we just needed the additional 0.3.
Yeah.
Just on South Bayshore.
Yeah, the number sounds greater than it really is mm-hmm. from what had been there before. So,
okay. Mrs. Burton, forgive me for not addressing you properly.
No.
I'm so not used to Miss Carmine. And
I still introduce myself that way sometimes.
Yeah. I do too. So I guess that's the same. Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I am.
Would you like to come up, sir, and please be sworn in?
My name is Davis Lawrence, and I'm the person who bought the property, so that's why I'm interested in the point three variation.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Unless I already gave it, yes.
That's fine.
That's all.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Hey, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion for the reasons given, that they meet our standards and no impact to the neighboring properties. So I make a motion to approve.
Thanks, John.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 12,035. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,035 is approved. Yes, indeed. Next.